Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. DJ Fusion on Madtown's 93.1.
Champs.
The Spice Girls are doing something for their 30th anniversary.
My guess, crocheting.
Travis Kelce traveled to Singapore to see Taylor Swift perform.
And also to be the tallest person in the country by 4 feet.
Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul on Netflix in July.
I don't know who will win, but I already know the loser, the world.
Aaron Rodgers wants to play for the Jets another 4 seasons.
By this point, even President Biden's like, retire already.
Los Angeles Lakers star Anthony Davis turns 31 today.
Easily one of the most inspirational athletes of all time. Just think, everything he's accomplished, he did with just one eyebrow.
The Las Vegas airport testing out self-service TSA screenings.
Great news for people who want to get through the line faster. Terrible news for people who like being groped by strangers.
Boeing says they can't find records of work done on a panel that broke off of an Alaska Airlines flight.
Though in their defense, it's only because the records blew out the door of a mid-flight 737 MAX.
Researchers say energy drink consumption by children and teens can cause a heightened risk of anxiety and depression.
Not surprisingly, energy drink companies say the research is nothing but a bunch of Red Bull.
Musical anhedonia is a neurological condition characterized by an inability to derive pleasure listening to music.
In other words, these people feel exactly like we do when we hear Justin Bieber.
People are still talking about President Biden's fiery State of the Union address.
Unlike Biden, his speech had teeth.
Sweden joined NATO.
If it's anything like Costco, this means they can now enjoy great deals on bulk waffles.
Madonna called out a concert fan in a wheelchair for sitting.
That describes everyone sitting at a Madonna concert in 24.
As of Sunday night, Bradley Cooper is 0-12 at the Oscars.
Meanwhile, Godzilla got one on his first try. Note to Mr. Cooper, next time ditch the prosthetic nose and go with the entire lizard suit.
Robert De Niro says 4 more years of Trump will be a nightmare.
Also a nightmare at his age, Wheel of Fortune without Pat Sajak.
Pierce Brosnan thinks Cillian Murphy should be the next James Bond.
Prefer Alec Baldwin since he already has a license to kill.
Lady Gaga defended trans activist Dylan Mulvaney from online attacks on International Women's Day.
She added, I'm still not drinking that urine water Bud Light though.
Ariana Grande's new album is called Eternal Sunshine.
And her new boyfriend is called your husband.
James Taylor turned 76 today.
Taylor has seen fire and he's seen rain, but nowadays, pretty much only seeing NCIS.
49er quarterback Brock Purdy got married.
He figured as long as Kyle Shanahan is his coach in the Super Bowls, it's the only way he'll get a ring.
Archaeologists believe they've found evidence of prehistoric facial piercings.
Could be woolly mammoth tusks. We're still waiting for the actual result.
A woman was arrested at the Nashville airport with 2 suitcases of marijuana.
Cops were suspicious when her luggage wouldn't stop giggling.
The King of Saudi Arabia called for an end to the heinous crimes taking place in Gaza.
Then he excused himself because it's not like that homeless dude who stole a loaf of bread was going to behead himself.
It's Brain Awareness Week.
I'll say that slower for our presidential candidate.
President Biden and Donald Trump both held rallies in Georgia on Saturday.
The English language did not survive.
Florida lawmakers are trying to raise the stripping age to 21.
But how's that going to help these girls? They'll practically be done with college by then.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion. Weekdays
just after 5:30. On Madtown's 93.1. Jams.